Hey there, Activators. I wanted to give you this first recording to sort of explain how we are going to do our journal reflections throughout the modules. You obviously can do them on your own. You'll find them in your workbook. But in addition to that, I'm going to provide these audio files for you to listen to if that will be an aid to you in that devotional journaling time. The way it'll work is I'll kind of give you some reminders about how to prepare. We will read at least one of the verses from that day's devotional, and I'll read out the questions to you, and then you will get a chance to just journal in response to those verses and that question or questions. And I wanted to give you just kind of an overarching thought about what we're trying to do. You know, one of the most consistent themes throughout the entire Bible, even the whole point of us having the Bible, is that God speaks to us, is that He wants to communicate and commune with us. Too often in modern day times, people get very willy about or weird when we talk about how God wants to communicate with us. When throughout all of history, that's exactly what God has done from Genesis to Revelation. And so what we will do is endeavor to understand, what does God want us to know? Of course, anything He says, anything we sense from the Holy Spirit that He's saying to us, is going to be congruent and in alignment with things He's already said. So we always check God's word. It has to be in alignment with God's word, because God doesn't contradict Himself. He does not lie. He does not change. And so if it's the Lord saying it, it'll sound like the Lord. And so that's kind of one of the first questions as we do these journals is, Lord, what do you want me to know? But then it's not just what do you want me to know. It's what do you want me to do? You know, Scripture tells us clearly to not just be hearers of the word, but be doers. If God is saying something to us by His word, by His Spirit, then He wants us to do something with it. And so as you journal, those are just kind of a couple of questions you can kind of have top of mind. Lord, what do you want me to know? And what do you want me to do? And my prayer for you as you go through this journaling process is that God would use this time as you set aside distractions, as you intentionally find a place to commune with Him, to dig into His word, to listen, that God would begin, continue, even accelerate the transformation He wants to bring about in our lives. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free, not just for eternity, but for today. As you walk through this Activate program, it is my prayer that that would be so, not just in truth in the Bible, but in your life as you experience it. I can't wait to get started with you, and probably the next time you hear my voice will be when we do our first devotional for Module 2, Day 1.